Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in and around Redmond for the next 7 days.
So, Dan, you're a dog lover. I'm a dog lover. And I've got great news for our fellow dog lovers. So, if you've been taking your dog to one of Redmond's pop-up dog parks, here's some really good news. The city says a permanent dog park is planned for Luke McRedmond Park, with construction currently expected to begin somewhere later this year, maybe around September. In the meantime, the seasonal dog parks are open at Luke McRedmond and Hartman Park. They're giving local dogs a place to run around without a leash.
I mean, the pop-ups are really cool, but the fact that they are realizing that, no, let's just make this official. And dog parks are so fun.
Yeah, they're fun for everyone. And, you know, it gives dogs like a little playground.
Yeah, totally.
The timeline could still shift, however, because of other infrastructure work in the area. But it's the clearest sign yet that a permanent dog park is on the way. So if you've got a four-legged family member of the canine variety, this is one project worth keeping an eye on.
There's a 5K happening at Marymore Park on Saturday, June 6th, and every registration helps local kids get clothing, shoes, and school essentials. The Operation School Bell 5K starts at 9 a.m. near baseball field number 5, and it is designed for everybody, not just serious runners. Walkers, family strollers, and first-time participants are all welcome. Registration is $40 through June 4th, and it includes a finisher medal, post-race refreshments, and access to the community celebration afterwards. If you've been meaning to do something good for the community and get some exercise, this is an easy choice.
Redmond is celebrating Pride with a promenade through the park on Saturday, June 6th, from 2 to 3:30. This is going to be at Farrell McWhorter Park. The event starts near the barnyard before participants take a short walk through the park together. Afterward, there are farm animals to visit, crafts for kids, and a few special surprises for people wearing rainbow gear or pride flags. Best of all, it's completely free and open to all ages.
Monday, June 8th, local artist Jaheel Goel is teaching a Warley art workshop at the Redmond Library from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Warley art comes from India and uses simple shapes and patterns to tell stories and create scenes from everyday life. Participants will learn the basics and make two decorated coasters to take home. The program is first come, first serve, and it's limited to 20 people, so showing up early is probably a smart move. It's a nice break from staring at screens all day. When you're planning your next event, you can forget about those bland corporate catering companies because Latia Angelina can bring something special right to your gathering. Brian and Amelia have been serving authentic Mexican cuisine for 5 years using recipes from Brian's parents, Angelina and Miguel, straight from Jalisco, Mexico. And here's the thing, Angelina still makes the salsas and sauces by hand herself. Now, they've got their King County permit and can travel anywhere from Snohomish down to Tacoma for private events. They've catered apartment complexes like Skyline and Triangle in Redmond, corporate events, and private parties. It's just Brian, Amelia, and their 5 kids doing everything themselves, with Angelina's homemade sauces tying the whole menu together. Your event deserves better than generic catering. And that message brought to you by Latia Angelina Food Truck. Jennifer, what is going on with more huge music stars hitting our area?
Well, this one might be the one to top them all. Bob Dylan rolls into Woodinville on Saturday, June 6th. As part of Chateau St. Michel's summer concert series. The show starts at 6:30, and it also features another big name, Lucinda Williams, and her band, along with the John Doe Folk Trio. Whether you're a lifelong Dylan fan or just want an excuse to spend a summer evening at the winery, this is one of those concerts people will be talking about afterwards. Gates open roughly 90 minutes before showtime, and these concerts tend to attract a crowd. Showing up early is probably your best bet.
Okay, Jennifer, I know we have the Redmond trivia segment coming up in a little bit, but I want to kind of give you a bonus trivia right now.
Yeah?
True or false, my friend Barth's aunt taught Bob Dylan how to play guitar.
False?
Yeah, it probably is, because you can't trust Barth. But he says it's true. Barth, by the way, Barth lives in the area. He lives in Tacoma. If you see Barth walking around, ask him about Bob Dylan and his aunt. The Washington Aerospace Club is hosting a free public rocket launch on Sunday, June 7th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 60 Acres Park in Redmond. Club members launch hobby rockets of all sizes, and spectators can watch everything from simple beginner builds to more advanced designs. The event depends on weather and field conditions, with a final go or no-go decision expected on June 4th. If you've got kids who love science or adults who still act like kids around rockets, this one is worth checking out. And I wholeheartedly put my stamp of approval on this. This is how I spent my entire childhood.
Rockets?
Mm-hmm.
Brick and Mortar Books is hosting local author illustrators Jennifer K. Mann and Corinna Loiken on Tuesday, June 9th from 6:30 to 7:30. The event celebrates two new picture books, Good Morning, Morning and Hello Ocean, and gives families a chance to meet the creators behind them. Both books focus on helping kids pay attention to the world around them, whether that's a quiet morning walk or a day at the beach. The event is free and open to the public. If your kids love picture books, this is a fun way to meet the people who make them.
Here's something most homeowners don't like to think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor, and your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and you're wondering, hey, what happened? Simply Leak Detection finds these leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google, they cover the entire East Side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. We're talking about Simply Leak Detection. So if your water bill's been climbing or your meter's been spinning when nothing's running, give Lincoln and his team a call at 253-800-1412 or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. This message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
Okay, it is time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. Jennifer, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I am all set.
Everyone, you can play along at home as always. Before Microsoft moved to Redmond, one of the first tech companies in the city made something unexpected. What did Rocket Research Company, now Aerojet Rocketdyne, manufacture in Redmond starting in 1968? And your choices are A, satellite dishes, B, thrusters for NASA's Mars missions, C, electric car batteries, D, really fast bicycles, and your timer starts now.
Oh boy, that's a, I'm going to go big and say, because I think electric car batteries, that's like too new. Satellite dishes, I think that's just not special. Fast bicycles is obviously a red herring. I'm going to go with B, thrusters for NASA's Mars missions.
Houston, we do not have a problem. We have a big winner. Look at Jennifer go.
That's correct.
Rocket Research Company set up shop in Redmond in 1968, almost two decades before Microsoft arrived. They've built thrusters that have been used on NASA's Mars missions. The very first tech company in Redmond was actually United Control in 1961, which made aircraft electronics. So before Redmond was building Windows and Mario, it was building rocket parts and avionics. The city's tech roots go way deeper than a lot of people think.
That's really cool.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
All right, Dan, here's one that's making the rounds in Old Redmond. Word is that someone is exploring a bookshop and wine bar concept for the neighborhood. The rumor says this wouldn't be a coffee shop that happens to sell wine. The wine would actually be the main attraction, paired with a rotating selection of new and used books. We've heard similar concepts have been doing well in Portland, but we haven't been able to confirm whether a location has been selected, who's behind it, or how far along the plans might be.
I'll tell you, I am a proponent of mixing wine with anything. You know what? Like, if you told me that a brand new used tire shop and wine cafe was opening up, I'd be like, hey, got to check out these used tires. What's going on over there?
If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
And while you're over at the Best of Redmond Facebook page, find the post called Your Picks and answer this question. We want to know who you think has the best breakfast in town.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. And we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.